And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to talk about putting Bibles in the hands of Bible believers, but they don't have any. So we're going to have that discussion. Plus, we're looking at our DDD. It's all about control. Pastor Sean is going to be in the house. Actually, he's sitting across from me right now. So to say he's going to be in the house, not exact. He's in the house, going to be hanging out, talking about Easter. Plus, they've got some major church news on their end. And today's Facebook post, True Value.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Hey, that's important. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Don't forget politics. Means, poly meaning many, and ticks, blood-sucking insects. Never forget that. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation except for chocolate fudge. Because I had some chocolate fudge, and every time I think of it now, I get depressed because I think about chocolate fudge, and I don't want to discuss that, okay? And then don't forget, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Don't be afraid. That's what Jesus Christ told three of his disciples when God the Father covered them with a cloud and said, "This is my Son, whom I love." Just before that, those disciples had seen Jesus glow as bright as a sun. That didn't scare them, but the sound of God's voice did. It terrified them so much that they fell face down on the ground. But then Jesus touched them and said, "Don't be afraid." That's the same thing he does for everyone who surrenders their life to him. You see, we are all sinners. We all deserve God's wrath. But Jesus says, "Don't be afraid," because he took that wrath for us when he suffered and died on a cross 2,000 years ago. So when you ask him to forgive your sins, you no longer have to fear God or his wrath. In fact, you can begin a relationship with him and look forward to living with him forever in heaven. You can learn more at this website. It's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to let you know right off the bat. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul. And the way you get in touch with Sam, thinksam.com. What's the cool thing about Sam? I'm glad you asked that question. Sam was born a Muslim, made a decision to prove that Jesus Christ wasn't real. Had an encounter with one of San Diego's maybe more well-known ministers. Sam is now a Bible-believing, born-again Christian who loves Jesus and commits everything he does to the gospel cause. And he shares that testimony, watch this, for no cost. You want to hear a Muslim come in and speak at your Bible study at your church and share the gospel coming from the perspective of somebody coming out of the Middle East? Sam is the person you want to talk to. You reach him by going to thinksam.com. What Sam also does is he takes his books with him, usually gives his books away for free. I mean, he's doing a little better than I am to do that. But the reality is his testimony is in the book. Great, great, great testimony. Thinksam.com. By the way, because he is one of the top 10 real estate agents out of 25,000, in Southern California, that's pretty good, huh? When you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his commission and gives that to whatever church or ministry you want. Does he have to do that? Nope. Is he doing pretty good? Yep. Why does he do that? Because he believes in funding ministries. So if you're like, I got to sell the house, or I really want to buy a house, and you're just like, I don't know who to use, use somebody who will take that funds, take those commissions, and put them right back into the kingdom of God. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you and it's for a friend, then Tugboat Todd and I say,
send them to Sam.
Thank you very much. You know, we don't actually have a cue on that other than Tugboat Todd looks at me. And that's how we know what's going on. Isn't that nice? I think it's nice. It's lovely, Dave. Thanks. Don't forget about the Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament taking place May 8th. If you are a pastor or on pastoral staff and you're like, I want to go play golf. I want to meet with other pastors. I want to have a chance to have lunch, awards, desserts, special gift. There's a great time of fellowship. It's just a great time. Then you want to check it out at kprz.com. Lots of fun. We promise that we won't take your really bad putt and put it on a video and send it to all the other churches.
But if your ball does go in the water hazard, David will get it out for you.
Okay. Or somebody's feeling pretty bold, I'll give them a chance to walk out there and get it if they're feeling pretty bold. I'm just saying, maybe. All right. The only other thing to tell you there, Gaither Vocal Band, Better Together Tour, Sunday, April 9th, Shadow Mountain Church. Don't forget about that. Thank you very much. We have these ticket things to give away, but here's the catch. You don't have to call and talk to Tugboat Todd to get tickets. Now, what are they for? There's a passion play, right? Passion plays are cool, right? At Balboa Theater. Oh, wait. I mean, like a production kind of like, yeah, like big passion play at Balboa Theater. All you got to do to get tickets is be able to do this. You have to be able to navigate a phone. I know, it's amazing. The challenges that our station throws at you, it's just disrespectful. But what you have to do is you have to be able to call the station, and then what happens is Laura, who answers the phone, puts your name on a list, and then they have these tickets for you because you can't get in without the tickets. But you do have to be able to call 858-535-1210. I'm going to tell you this one. I need a bunch of tickets. Okay, I don't care. 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210 for tickets. And this is Good Friday, April 14th at the Balboa Theater. There's a 5 o'clock and an 8 o'clock show. How cool is that? It's like tickets.
Very
tickets.
Cool.
I know, it's cool. All right, we're just going to take a few moments. Let's play the song that we set up for the beginning of this. Go ahead.
The B-I-B-L-E.
Good job. Was that live?
Yeah.
The B-I-B-L-E. You threw that in right at the end, didn't you? All right. Next segment, we're going to be doing a very intense DDD devotional diamond of the day called It's All About Control. Going to be a mind blower. I think you'll appreciate it. But before we get there, Michael Woolworth from Bible League International going to be on the show on Friday. He's going to be on actually before Russell Schumann's going to be on. And he and I and KPRZ and Salem Media Group have been working to send a large amount of Bibles, 2,000 Bibles, to people not in the United States. Why? Because we are fat and sassy in the United States in regards to Bibles. Well, our problem is not getting a Bible. I mean, there are Bibles all over. But in different places in the world, 9 out of 10 Christians who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God do not have a Bible. Just think in your brain. I mean, you know, I've been a pastor. I'm a student. I can't even think. I have a Bible, I think, in every room in my house. I mean, some study Bible, let alone my reading Bibles. And if you're a student, you know, you have multiple. If you don't, you have a software program that has 15 different versions or 20. Or you use the Bible app, and that's got 50 versions on it, right? Well, these are Bibles that are in the people's languages. And they're in places where darkness prevails. There's places in Africa where it's only acceptable to have the faith of a Muslim, because if you have the faith of a Christian, they'll kill you. And these are people that stand firm in their faith. And you know what they're asking for? They're asking for prayer. They're asking for help in different areas. But at the top of their list, they're asking for Bibles. Bible League International, I did not know this, and when Michael told me this, I was just blown away. They are right at about 850 million Bibles that they've given away since they've started their ministry, which is like, what? They've almost given away a billion Bibles. But you know what the real answer is? There's 7 billion people on the earth. We only have 6 more billion to go then. And that's the attitude that we should be having, because we want to be able to take the Word of God and put that into people's hands. Now listen to this. One Bible in a community in Africa has the influence on 12 people. They spent a considerable amount of time nailing down the metrics and the matrix that work with Bible influence from Bible League International. One Bible has an impact on 12 different people. Now you think, well, why is that significant? Because it was one Lord Jesus Christ that took 12 guys and made an impact on 12 guys and changed the world. That $5 donation sends that Bible in their language. And they thereby take that as stewards of God's great truths and share that and pass that around. Now, is that important? I don't know. Do you think light in darkness is important? I say yes. Now, there are people out there that want to give but can't. God bless you. Don't worry. Let it go. Ain't no manipulation here. If you can't give, you can't give. God bless you. Just for the heart to want to give. And I hope, or pray, I should say, that the Lord puts you in a place where you can fulfill that at whatever time he sees fit. And then there's people out there, it's like, well, I've already taken care of it. Not a problem, man. Thanks. But as radio cycles through, we talk to different people every single show. And if you've not heard this, and this is the first time you're hearing about this, I'm going to encourage you, step up, call 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD. And you know what? If you only got $5, God bless you. Then touch 12 people. If you got $10, touch 24. Fantastic. Whatever, however, in any fashion. Now, we do make it available on KPRZ.com because that's what we do on all of it. And people, just so you can know, this is it. You got today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, boom, over. And I've just really been praying, hoping for 2,000 Bibles. We are oh so close. I can't even tell you how Friday I'm going to tell you how close. And I think by Friday we could be there. I'm just hoping to finish the pursuit and the vision that we've painted and put everything we've got into it. 1-800-YES-WORD. For whatever you can do as the Lord leads and guides you, anybody out there who's feeling any tinge of drop it. Let it go. Don't hold that. That's just the enemy trying to use something against you. Put that to the side. But if you can and you want to, terrific. KPRZ.com or 1-800-YES-WORD. We're going to take a break, come back. Pastor Sean's just hanging out with us. He's just chilling. But next segment, we're going to talk about control, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about theology. So get your ears ready and get the wax out of them, because we're going to go right after it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
A Chinese philosopher who lived three centuries before the time of Christ made a wise observation about great men. He said, "The great man is he who has not lost the heart of a child." A few hundred years later, Jesus provided more clarity on the subject of childlikeness. Jesus said that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. How do children receive gifts? With joy and eagerness, with innocence, and without a shred of suspicion. Little kids are so grateful and exuberant and appreciative, and every Christian should receive God's gifts the same way, with open and honest hands. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's gifts on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to celebrate Easter with the family at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
He is risen just as he said.
Discover what Easter means.
It means that right here on earth, you can begin tasting and experiencing resurrection power.
And Pastor Ray welcomes a special music guest, Sarah Groves. Easter at Maranatha Chapel with Pastor Ray Bentley. Join us for a Good Friday service at noon, then four Easter services to choose from. Saturday evening at 6 and Sunday morning at 6:30, 8:30, and 10:30 with special music by Sarah Groves. Maranatha Chapel Easter weekend, April 14th through 16th. For details and directions, go to maranathachapel.org.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you. You want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's the email. If you don't know what email is, really? My mom, before she passed, was just under 80. She knew what email was. You know what email is. But if you don't use email, you know, you can always just wave and say, "Hi, Dave." And if I catch that wave, I'll say hi right back to you, okay? God bless all of you. School tuitions, half-price tuitions off of KPRZ.com. So let's say you want to take your child and put your child in a private Christian education. Now, for those that are listening to the show on a regular basis, you know that schools are getting a little strange in some of their communications of late. Not every school, but many schools. And if you're a parent that's like, "I'd like to have a little more prep because of how much I'd be prepared to go into those nutty colleges, then if that's the case and you want them to have a Christian education, you have the opportunity to do that at half price on the KPRZ tuitions tab. And what's half price? Okay, I was born and raised Jewish, so I'm going to help you on this. You buy wholesale, you sell retail. That's life in business. In the half price deal, whatever the price is for the school, that's the price, and we cut it in half. That's all there is to it. A school gets the 100% of what it would be in the marketing realm. The parent and the family pays 50%, and the station looks brilliant. That's what it is. There's nothing. That's it. There you go. But it's an excellent opportunity to put your child in it half off. And that's great. Love it. All right. Do we have a sound for this? We do have a sound for this very beginning one. It's entitled, It's All About Control. What do you got for me?
We are controlling transmission. Sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear.
Okay. What has that got to do with it? Not much. I just like hearing sounds before I do these things. Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 6. I was reading this morning in my devotion. Says this: Then the devil led Jesus up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. I will give you authority over all these kingdoms and all their glory, he said, for it has been relinquished to me, and I can give it to anyone I wish. All right, let's talk about that. What a moment. Jesus is going through the temptation process for those that are kind of unaware. And in Luke, it does say coming to the end of those temptations. And so there's kind of an indicator thought that maybe Jesus had more than just the three major ones that are listed in Matthew and Luke. But this was towards the end of that time. And these are the ones that are really, you know, at the pinnacle of the process. Certainly, these are the temptations God wants us to know about. So let's start with why Satan said what he said. Because in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, when man was created, God said, I'm going to make you in my image. Many people say that image has to do with the different characteristics and nuances of God. And it's tough to disagree with that, especially throughout the passage. But in the text, when God says, let's make man in our image, it is in relationship to man having dominion over the earth, much like God has dominion over the universe. So there is an image connector in man's position, like there is in God's position over the universe. What happened, though, in Genesis 3? Didn't look so good, did it? Not the greatest moment for mankind. When the enemy came against Eve and Eve brought it to Adam, and then God comes in the cool of the day and we were naked. We were ashamed and we ran. Like, what? Did you eat what you weren't supposed to eat? But at that moment, they forfeited something that they had in abundance, and that was control. Now you get to Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 6, and Jesus is the Messiah in his temptation process. And look what Satan says. The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant, which nobody even knows how that happened, all the kingdoms of the world. And Satan said this: I will give you authority over all these kingdoms and all their glory, for it has been relinquished to me, and I can give it to anyone I wish. Man had control, but then sin entered. Uh-oh. So when Jesus, the second Adam, comes into play, Satan takes him up on the mountain and says, look, these are all mine to give. I can give them to anybody I want. Notice Jesus does not say that's not true, which means that Satan had a capacity to transfer power under his rule and reign as the world was sitting under sin. He thought he was going to pull that one on the Messiah. Oops, wrong, because Jesus doesn't give in. He doesn't respond. He doesn't yield to that. And then after Jesus is killed, and by the way, for those who are looking for the judicial end, if you sin, you die. So what happens if you don't sin? Well, you're not supposed to die. Yeah, Jesus didn't sin, but he died. So there's a problem that has to be rectified. his reward was he got the control back from the enemy that the enemy took from mankind. And we know that because in Matthew 28:18 it says this, Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." So man had the authority, then the enemy had the authority, then Jesus took the authority. So man had control, then Satan had control, then Jesus took control. And here's the mind blower. He's got control. Here's the theology. And while Jesus holds all of that authority, he gives his disciples one specific command under that authority. Go tell. Now, Jesus could have said, go raise everybody up from the dead. Let's all get the judgment thing done. We're done. It's over. I have all authority and power. I can do what I want. But he didn't. He used one element of all of the authority that he communicated to the people of God, to the church of God, to the followers of God. And he said, go tell them what I have done. Go tell them what I have taught. Go tell them the story that you have learned. Go tell them of your encounter with me. You see, Jesus has all the authority, but he hasn't exercised all the authority. However, at the second coming, I think you'll see a grand amount of that exercised. But the authority that he gives now is for the purpose of the commission. And while everybody's trying to fight from an eschatological point of view, who cares? Jesus said, go do this. And when he comes back, I promise exactly how he said is going to happen is what's going to happen, even if it's different than how you think it's going to happen. But in the meantime, go do what is plain as the nose on our face. Go tell. Go tell people. And you think, well, I'm not Billy Graham. I know. And not even Billy Graham is Billy Graham to Billy Graham. That's the weird part about that whole thing. Just tell them what God has done, what he's shown you, how he's taught you, how he's led you. You know, there are times when the Lord has answered your prayers and it has been life-changing. Do you think that sharing makes a difference for somebody? Of course it does. Be that person that says, oh man, the Lord did that for me. Oh, that was an answer to prayer. Oh, I thank God for that.
What do you mean you thank God?
Oh, let me tell you. You don't have to preach a four-point sermon. You don't have to be a preacher to tell people God did this. Just go tell. That's the authority that Jesus has told us to operate in. Man had the control, lost it. Satan had the control, lost it. Jesus has it and has told us what to do with it. Go tell people. Okay. And then when he comes back and he exercised the fullness of the rest of that authority on a moment, on that instantaneous basis, we'll just be dancing on streets of gold, so who cares? It's all good there. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back with Pastor Sean. Don't go anywhere.
Every time you say you love me.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
What's it take to be a leader? For sure, it's not merely doing. This is Jim Garlow. And being a leader isn't merely learning a set of skills. It's not merely doing, it's being. Many a hopeful leader has lost his or her following because when people get close up, they discovered there wasn't much there to follow. It was a lot of fluff, like cotton candy. You can take a bite and it disappears. Those are what we used to call Teflon leaders. Nothing sticks, and for good reason. They're lacking in the ingredients that make a person rich in substance and high in protein. The kind of leader who speaks out of the overflow of his or her life. I call them Velcro leaders. They stick. People stick to them. It's the difference in being versus merely doing. Make sure you know the difference. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm hanging out with Pastor Sean, and I'll tell you right now, we're just having a good time, having fellowship, chilling out. I mean, just relaxing. That's a song. We're going to ask about that song in just a second. And Pastor Sean, first of all, welcome back to the show. It's been a little while since you've been here, so welcome back.
Hey, how's everybody doing today? I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, David, for having me. I love your show. I love K-Praise Radio Station and all the ministry you guys do. You are such a blessing.
I appreciate that, brother. All right, let's talk about Amazing Grace Church San Diego and the Easter ups and comings.
Oh, man. Such an exciting event we got coming. You know, I was praying about Easter weekend and what we were going to do. And first, we were just going to have like an outreach. I'm like, you know what? Let's have something for the whole community, not just for a certain section, but let's do something for the whole community, bring out all the families and everything. So we got some exciting things. First off, I don't know, how many here like free barbecue? You guys like free barbecue?
I do.
I love some barbecue, especially when it's free, right? Well, we got 116 barbecue. It's based off Romans 116. They're coming down, the best barbecue in town. We got some stand-up comedians, Brian April, Josh Lawson. We got live DJ. We got different Christian contemporary and hip-hop artists. Oh, and games and prizes. We're going to be giving out so many prizes. You guys know I love giving out prizes. And for the kids out there, we got face painting. You know, everybody likes Spider-Man and Batman. We're going to have free haircuts. We're going to be giving out clothing, providing resources. And basically, it's just going to be a whole bunch of family, fun, and celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Talk to me about how somebody gets more information. Do they want to go to a website? Do they want to call? What's the best way for somebody to go, wait. First, the dude said free barbecue, right?
Yes.
And it's like, that is what he said. And they said free face painting, right? So you got that part too. And we got all these different events and got music, right? And it's like somebody goes, I want to see all of these things. Should they call or should they go to a website? What do people do?
You can do two things. One, you can go to AmazingGraceSD.com. That's AmazingGraceSD.com. Or you can go to MeridianBaptist.com. That's MeridianBaptist.com. Matter of fact, you can just call me directly, 619-797-0161. That's 619-797-0161. Because here, we're family, so I'll just invite you myself.
That's a good way to do that. So you're anticipating you're going to have this gathering. What time does this happen? Well, give me some parameters. Give me some different things.
Yeah, so we want to start around 12 o'clock noon. That's when, you know, lunchtime, people are getting hungry, and it's going to run to about 5 o'clock in the evening. We're not going to kick you out at 5. You're probably going to have so much time you're not going to want to leave. But it's roughly around 12 to 5 o'clock.
All right, what day is this taking place?
Saturday. It's going to be April 15th. That's on Easter weekend. We got the Good Friday service. We got Sunday service. This is right in the middle, and you're not going to want to miss it.
So it's kind of like an outreach, kind of chill way to kind of connect to people without kind of, make sure you wipe your shoes before you come in the house kind of attitude. It's more like, yeah, just come and check it out.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know, we want to show the love of Jesus Christ. So our goal is for us to have this big, huge event and for people just to come by and just be like, hey, what's going on over there? What's going on? And for them to see it and just want to be a part of it. And by us loving on them and showing them love in a non kind of churchy way or a traditional church way, they can kind of see the love of Jesus Christ through just family and fellowship and of course, the word.
Talk to me about location. Where is this taking
location,
place?
Location, 660 South 3rd Street in El Cajon. This is Meridian Baptist Church. It's right on the corner of Washington and South 3rd Street. You can't miss it. 8th Freeway, 2nd Street. You're going to be there and faster than you can think of.
All right, so you guys, this is a big event. You guys are kind of like getting excited, right?
Yo, super excited.
All right, so let's go over a couple of things. I want to make sure we get them right so we get the tags right. Because when you're doing radio, folks, what you got to do is kind of repeat to make sure people catch, because things go zipping in and zipping out. And if you're somebody like me, there's nothing to stop it from going into one ear to out the other, which is part of the problem. All right, so Amazing Grace SD. Is that right? Amazing
Grace? SD like San Diego.
Okay, so AmazingGraceSD.com. Okay,
yes.
That's number one. So if you're like, oh, what was that website? Okay, Amazing Grace, and then SD for San Diego. So if you can't remember, remember this.
Amazing Grace, how sweet.
Okay, so then you add the SD, you'll be there, right? AmazingGraceSD.com. Phone number, you just call directly, 619-797-0161. So 619-797-0161. This is running about 12-ish. To about 5-ish.
Yes.
That might be the best way to understand it, taking place Saturday the 15th. Now, if I'm right, today's the 5th, so that's 10 days from now.
10 days.
Okay,
ten
I got
days.
That going. I'm doing pretty good at math. All right, and then the location, 660 South 3rd Street in El Cajon. So those are the big factors that everybody needs to be aware of. Going to be a celebration. It's not the Friday night service. It's not the Sunday service. It's a come see us, come meet us, come talk to us. We're not going to hit you over the head. We're not going to throw a Bible at you. We're not going to throw water in your face or do anything like that. We're going to give you barbecue, and then you have to love us, because barbecue is a nice gift to get.
None says love like barbecue.
Nothing. All right. How are things going at the church?
Oh, man, it's just been amazing. God has blessed us in so many ways, and we're just excited to be able to keep on moving forward and be able to find new ways of sharing the gospel and reaching the lost.
All right, let me ask you this question. You have been doing the church now for how long? What's the time frame you've been doing it?
Oh, man. Well, a year ago, that's when we first started putting the plans and praying about it and kind of putting things together, the structure and everything, and be going. Then we started pre-launch, and then we started the official launch. And so it's been about almost a year now.
All right. How, as a pastor, how does it feel?
Oh, man, it's exciting. It's exciting. Don't get me wrong. There are days you're like, what am I doing? Am I over my head? But the overall, it's a blessing just to be able to be used the way God wants you to, and be able to, when you're touching people's lives, God's using you to touch people's lives, it makes it all worth it. You're just like, wow, thank you, God, for letting me experience this.
Yeah, so that's part of, I think what people miss a lot is that's part of the reward process. It's you don't go typically, let's say the average person, or I don't want to say the normal person, but let's say the more active, more regular, more just trying to follow the Lord person doesn't go into ministry for money.
Right.
Because money is not the goal for ministry for a majority of people, unless you're into the prosperity gospel, which is like, but here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the reward is working with God.
It is. And, you know, God has showed me personally so much grace in my life. I mean, I was once a six-time felon, had 8 years in county, state, and federal prisons, and God showed me his love, and it was so overwhelming, and his amazing grace that I couldn't help but just go out and spread the gospel around and love on people and show them God's love in any way I could.
What is the thing that has surprised you the most in the year that you've been involved in the pastoral ministry? What is like God? What has God revealed to you where you were like, what?
Well, you know, in the short amount of time, God has surprised me so much. Now I'm starting to think, like, what? It's hard for God to surprise me because he's just so big. He can do so many things. And you know, for God to take something that was just a thought and to take a person that a lot of people counted as, you know, this convict or this guy that couldn't be used, and to use him, and then he created a team to go out there and just, I mean, all the salvations and the rededications and just pouring out love in the community service and just the reaching out and connecting with the community. It's just like, God, how did you make all that happen? But it's God. God can do anything. It's the creator of the universe. And so when we think about that, it's like, wow, you see all stuff. It's like, wow, okay, so new things come up. Well, that don't surprise me as much anymore because, God, you're just so awesome and big.
So you just kind of leave it in the big awe box.
Yeah, it's like, just wow, like, wow.
Awe.
Okay.
All right, so when you're reading Scripture, do you have, because you've gone through the past that you've gone through, do you have bit of closer identity with the Apostle Paul, who was Saul before, who was kind of doing things that were kind of like on the edge level there?
You know, that's one of my favorite people in the Bible. You know, Saul, before he was Saul, you know, he was the guy that persecuted Christian. He actually did things against God. But with God's love and amazing grace, he can use those type of people. Matter of fact, if you look at everybody in the Bible, God would use the most unlikely person possible. And in this case, he used Saul and made him Paul and said, I got a mission for you. And you're going to go reach the Gentiles. And you know, I kind of look at his story in a sense of how God has used me. Because like I said, I was that person who sold drugs, did drugs, went in and out of prisons. And then God said, no, I want to use you. Not that, I want to use you, and I want you to go out and reach the lost. And that's kind of where Amazing Grace came from, because it was just like an outreach project to go ahead and reach the lost and to get people saved.
It's an excellent testimony, especially what you just said there in regards to God using anybody on the spectrum, because we know he used the Virgin Mary to bring about the birth of Christ, but he also used Rahab the harlot, who was a prostitute.
Yes.
So he uses two at the ultimate extremes to bring about the birth of the Messiah. And people are like, what? Is that the same person? Like, yeah, that's how God does stuff, because he loves like connecting with us. And you know, the rejection of him is heartbreaking in a sense, and then it's to a person's own peril. All right, so what do you – we're going to talk when we get back, so I'm going to hold you over for the next time. We're going to talk about where the church is heading, like in the next 6 months, 8 months. We'll get into that. So that's going to be an exciting part of it. Family-wise, doing a decent – people need to be praying for you on a regular basis.
Please.
I don't want you to get too personal, but it's your call. You know, you got stuff going on. We want people to pray for you. How do people pray for Pastor Sean? What's the way?
You know, right now, I'm – you know, I hope you don't mind me getting personal, but the thing I need everybody to pray over, my wife right now, my wife is a little over 6 months pregnant, and we have baby Grace, our daughter, and we just love it if you guys could pray for her, because like 2 weeks ago, they said that, you know, it was less than 10% chance that our daughter was going to make it, and we had everybody together praying, because we believe in the power of prayer, and then 2 weeks later, now it's a 60% chance of making it. So we want to keep on praying for my wife and for my daughter. And that God just, man, we really need him right now. So that's my main prayer. The ministry, of course, we always want prayer for the ministry and for my marriage and for everybody. I mean, the whole world, and for K-Praise Radio Station. But right now, as you know, pastor aside, you know, I'm a husband, a father. My wife is my first ministry, and my daughter is my family. And I really, really need prayer for that, please.
Okay, so there it is. The audience has been commissioned, has been given a plea. The Bible is very clear in Romans 15:30. Join with me in my struggle by praying for me, Paul said. Pray along with Pastor Sean for him and his wife and his daughter Grace, so that the mercy and grace of God will step into the situation and separate natural and supernatural and give a great blessing there. What a testimony. We look forward to hearing in that. All right, we're going to take a short break, then come back with Pastor Sean and talk about where they're heading as a group and as a church. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. I done been in that cell, man, crushing that jail. I was just one step from eternity in hell.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now here is America's number one syndicated columnist,
Cal Thomas.
Former Obama administration national security advisor Susan Rice lied about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya in 2012 on five morning TV shows. Remember? She said it wasn't terrorism, but a spontaneous eruption by people offended by a crude anti-Muslim video. It was no such thing, but that didn't faze people defending Rice then or now when she says she had nothing to do with unmasking people associated with Donald Trump during an intelligence gathering operation nearly 1 year before the November election. Rice reportedly requested the names be provided for otherwise unidentified Americans in dozens of raw intelligence reports related to the Trump campaign. While Rice's actions appear to be legal within the broad framework of the National Security Agency, the leaking of those documents is not. And that is why Rice should be summoned before the congressional committees investigating the subject, where she will be placed under oath and required to tell the truth for a change. In Houston, I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hanging out with Pastor Sean, Amazing Grace Church, San Diego. A couple things to tell you. They got this big event taking place April 15th on Saturday from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. So it's in the middle of the day. You can sleep in. You don't have to stay all night. There's no big deal on that. It's like chill, relax, free barbecue, face painting, music. They're going to have a lot of fun. It's just going to be one of those times of getting together. Here's the information you need to know. You can go to AmazingGraceSD.com, AmazingGraceSD.com. You can also, for those that just like the phone, can call 619-797-0161. 619-797-0161. For location, you're looking at 660 South 3rd Street in El Cajon. Pretty straightforward. For those that are able to get online, I would encourage you to go to Amazing Grace SD because you really just kind of tap into all the information at one time. All right, so we're talking to Pastor Sean. He's, you know, the church is newer, and they've had some growth, and they've had some great victories. They've had challenges just like any church anywhere in the United States of America and beyond the United States of America. Every church has challenges. And now they've got some new things that are coming. So, Pastor Sean, talk to us. We've got about a five-minute segment here. What is coming up in the future beyond Easter for Amazing Grace Church?
Well, it's just exciting news. We actually have a merger between two church families that have become one church family. We have Amazing Grace Church San Diego, and then we have Meridian Baptist Church, and we're going to come together as one church family. And, you know, this before we even talk about it, I want everybody to know that me and Pastor Roland Slade, you know, we had prayed about this, we had fasted about this, because previous to this, we both prayed like, God, we want to do so much for your kingdom. There's so much we want to do, but how are we going to do all this? And so this came up, we prayed and we fasted, and we worked out the details, and so we kept on praying, we kept on fasting, and now we're taking steps to actually do this. So basically what's going to happen, it's going to be Meridian Baptist Church. We're going to be at 660 South 3rd Street in El Cajon. We have a four-building campus. It's just going to be amazing. We got a whole bunch of ministries and things. We have a homeless ministry. We feed over 50 to 60 homeless people every single Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30. That's 5:30 to 6:30. We also give free showers. Yes, yes, and haircuts because we want to build up their self-esteem. We're trying to tackle some issues here. Another thing, we have a rehabilitational ministry. So that means celebrate recovery, okay? It's a spiritual way for rehabilitation. A lot of people, they're struggling right now, and we want to try to help them get off drugs and become better members, and most importantly, have a closer relationship with Jesus, okay? We have a seniors ministry. We have a prison ministry. We have so many things. Matter of fact, we also, we're working with the mayors. We have a mayor's luncheon. We're trying to find out new ways for the community to be able to bless people. We have 40 Days of Hope. I don't know if you guys heard of that. It's an awesome way. Prayer and revival. We're trying to just reach out. We also have FCA, which is Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That's where we actually go into the schools. Because the youth, I mean, that's the next generation. And we want to be able to share with them through sports, because that usually, you know, kids like sports. I did too. I played basketball. And share with them through sports the love of Jesus Christ. And there's even more in that. We're going to be teaching. We're going to have theology classes. We're going to have so much stuff. But basically, this is what it is. When we start thinking kingdom-minded, okay, and we start thinking it serves a ministry, not just about us. We take ourselves out of the picture, and we think about God and his kingdom. So we think about ministry. We're thinking about what we're actually doing instead of the ministry that we're a part of. Our whole mind gets blown away. Our whole mind changes, okay? We're trying to do more for the kingdom, not just about us. So, but us merging together, we got two awesome families, Amazing Grace, Meridian. Man, it's two awesome families coming together as one. And, you know, I try to explain to somebody, they're like, how do they do that? Well, you guys remember the Brady Bunch? Okay, so the mom has a couple kids, the dad has a couple kids, and they marry together. When they live in the same house, they're brothers and sisters, mom and dad, and they one family. But we got a big commission. It's the Great Commission, and that's in Matthew 28. And that's what all of us, that is our goal, is to go out there and make disciples. So it's going to be the same mission statement. Nothing's changed about that. It's make, mentor, and multiply disciples for Jesus. And that's what it's all about. And Pastor Rowan Slade, he's a mentor of mine. He's an awesome man. Me and him, if you like a little diversity in preaching. Well, he's going to preach 1 week. I'm going to preach. We're going to go back and forth. He's also an advisor to the chief of police and the mayor out there in El Cajon. So we're going to find out even more ways that the community needs. I don't know if you guys remember we went to a seminar, and there was the Compton Initiative. We want to start some out here in San Diego. We want to bless the community and go out there and do beautifications and do so much more and to show the love of Jesus Christ through our living and our preaching.
Now, I'm going to assume that going to Meridian Baptist Church, you're also going to have Amazing Grace SD kind of forward where you're eventually going to merge the sites. Is that kind of like part of the goal?
Yes. So the total merger are May 1st. So the first Sunday will be May 7th. So right now we're kind of going to each church and we're preaching. We're kind of having a fellowship events. One, this Easter, even though we're celebrating Easter, it's also an awesome opportunity for both families to come together, get to know each other, to fellowship with each other. And just start becoming the family that God is going to commission us to be.
Awesome. Excellent. So that's a great thing for the Christian community in San Diego to be aware of. You know, there's this idea that instead of trying to just split into all these little tribes, the idea of unifying towards one another is not just fantastic, it's evangelical, because Jesus said, by this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love one for another. That's tough to do when everybody's sitting in their own driveway, won't get out and go shake the hand of their neighbor. So that's an important element. We encourage you as an audience to be in prayer for Amazing Grace SD and Meridian Baptist Church as they merge and become one. Yeah, it's not going to be perfect. They'll work some things out. But as they move and advance in the kingdom of God, they glorify Jesus Christ. And that, my brothers and sisters, is what we're doing. This is not a big party and just waiting for a trumpet. We are occupying until he comes. That's the goal. Finally, I just want you to go to Amazing Grace Church. Go to AmazingGraceSD.com. Check them out for Easter, the Easter service. They got a Friday night thing happening. They got the Saturday thing happening. They got the Sunday service. Check it out. Go let Pastor Sean know you heard him and got a chance to be blessed by him on the David Spoon Experience. Nice job, brother.
Thank you.
All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You're going to get a chance to hear Marty. Then we're going to come back with more talking about the Holy Spirit. You better get ready for that. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.